Can fish taste? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I got a marketing piece talking about flavoring plastic worms, and I didn't know if it was hokum, so I called Marvin Reese.
I got this press release from Field & Stream Sugar Sticks, and it says that they're utilizing a new technology to put a new twist on the flavor-infused soft plastic worm. Each worm bait is infused with sugar to bring about strikes with technology that's proven to offer the same sink rate as salt-infused baits, and these sugar sticks use their soft, pliable material to create a natural presentation in the water with a new taste that sweetens the deal and entices more strikes. Does that make any sense to you?
A little bit. Most of those scents, and that sounds like one of them, are water-based. So when that hits the water, just guess what happens to it. So, and bass don't have, we actually have more taste buds than bass. And trout are pretty much the same. So, you know, you're always, the question is, why do we use this stuff? Part of it, as much as anything, is just to kind of mask what they might just really react negatively to. Otherwise, it pretty much has to be oil to work. I mean, I'm just, based on 60 years of doing this.
So you're saying it's somewhere between masking, marketing, and pure luck?
Well, yeah, I mean, luck is always a part of it, certainly. There ain't no way around that. But, you know, like with bass fishing, I've always said it's about 75 thereabouts percent knowing what you're doing and then luck. So on any given day, somebody can show up and put you to shame.
Yeah, I've been shamed before. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.